infections are quite high in certain sections of the population at the moment. On the right, of course, there's a lot of anger at Mr. Tablancha's murder, and the AWB, or the Afrikaner Weerstandsbeweging, which is the organization he founded, is once again today threatening to avenge his death. In the black community, in certain sections of the black community, particularly amongst young people and so on, there's a lot of anger because they feel that he was a divisive figure and had treated blacks poorly, particularly his employees and things of that nature. And then there's also, I think, in the black community, many people that I have spoken to have said one of the biggest issues being discussed in those communities is concern about retaliation.
Delia, now, there are many young South Africans who may never have experienced this kind of tension following the end of apartheid.
Well, you know, Joe, there is a perception that after 94, that South Africa was a unified nation, you know, led by the icon Nelson Mandela and so on. But in fact, on the ground, there has continued to be tension. And it's particularly, I think, caused by failure by some people to recognize that things need to change. In youthful communities, certainly it's been caused by them leaving school and being unable to access jobs and living in poverty and looking a bleak future in the face. And so I think the tension has been building up, particularly in the last couple of years. And this murder has just sort of exacerbated it.
Do investigators know for sure whether this was racially motivated or a dispute over wages? Do we know?
Reports from the police said it was a dispute over wages. And the mother of one of the accused, the young person of 15 years old, has said that the two young men had not been paid for their work and they'd asked repeatedly for that money. And they were being repeatedly fobbed off by Mr. Tablancha. I think that we need to wait until the trial to determine whether, in fact, that was the cause or whether anything else entered into it. We don't know whether they had access to newspapers or radios, where they might have heard the singing of the song Kill the Boer by ANC Youth League President Julius Malema. We just don't know what their state of mind was at the time, excepting that they seem to have been extremely angry, given the type of assault that occurred.
We had heard a lot about Eugene Tablancha during the apartheid years, but after the 94 elections, he seemed to be rather quiet. Was there any news of him of late, prior to this murder?
Just a few months ago, Joe, he announced that he was going to revive the AWB and that they would be holding meetings to do that, and they were going to launch a program working towards an independent country for Afrikaners. But it's unclear how far that had progressed, and it might just have been that he was, you know, keen to be once again in the spotlight. The AWB movement had essentially sort of disintegrated. Now people are coalescing a bit, but once again, it remains to be seen by just how much they will regroup.